Planned Parenthood announced that it would refuse roughly $260 million in federal Title X funding. That's following a rule from the Trump administration that prevented doctors and employees from discussing abortion with patients. According to the Associated Press, since the national organization made the announcement, several clinics in various states have had to start charging for certain services and dip into emergency reserves. But here in Wisconsin, Planned Parenthood clinics have actually been without Title X funding for most of 2019. Corrine Hess is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Milwaukee. She joins us to talk about the impact of the lack of Title X funds on Planned Parenthood sites in the state and why those clinics lost the funding. Corrie, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Can you give us an overview? Why did Wisconsin Planned Parenthood lose the funding earlier than this point we're at now?
Well, in 2016, the legislature passed a law requiring the state's health department to compete with Planned Parenthood for the federal Title X funding. And when they did that, the state got the funding. And so that went into effect in 2019. And so Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin no longer gets their Title X funding, and that was $3.5 million for Planned Parenthood.
And so this change in state law that made the funds competitive, what was the rationale given by lawmakers at the time for that change?
Lawmakers did not want those federal dollars to go to any clinics that provide abortions. The Title X money, though, did not go to abortions. Title X funds were created years ago, about 50 years ago, and they're used to provide women, men, and teens with things like birth control, STD testing, cancer screenings. But the Republicans, state Republicans, felt like that money just did not belong with clinics that did offer abortion services.
So it sounds like they were saying, you know, even if the money isn't going directly for abortion services, if the Planned Parenthood clinics don't have to use, quote unquote, their own money to provide these other healthcare services, then in effect, it's still freeing up money to be used for abortion services.
That's exactly right.
So the funding became a way of getting money through a competitive process. Which organizations did Planned Parenthood lose funding to this year?
So that's the thing. Right now, the state health department got the money. They ended up getting $3.8 million in March. And in talking to them, they're still trying to figure out who should get the money. The state law directs it to go to the state, county, and local health departments first. And then any remaining funding could go to hospitals or federally qualified healthcare centers. Those centers provide care typically for patients who don't have insurance. But I think the state is still trying to allocate that, and they're coming up with a plan right now.
When was this bill originally passed that made this a competitive granting process?
So it was originally passed in 2016, but they did not apply for the funding again until, the grant didn't wear out until the end of 18, so they weren't affected until this year.
And did you reach out to the lawmakers who were behind that bill from a few years ago?
I did. I reached out to a handful of lawmakers, and they all still stand behind it. And they said that the National Planned Parenthood's decision this week to withdraw from Title X, you know, reinforces that that Planned Parenthood really puts abortion as a top priority. So lawmakers, again, said that they stand behind this decision and that they are happy that the money is going to health departments and hospitals that don't perform these services.
So that's their interpretation of Planned Parenthood's action. What has Planned Parenthood said?
Well, Planned Parenthood has said that this is a political maneuver and that, you know, the money was never used for this. But they also pointed out that in doing all of this politics, the people are lost in the mix. And Planned Parenthood was serving 31,000 patients across the state with the Title X program. And these are patients who don't have insurance or come from very low income households. So, I mean, Planned Parenthood has made it very clear that their doors will remain open to the patients, but they are trying to find the money elsewhere to serve them.
We're talking with Corinne Hess right now. She's a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Milwaukee. And she's talking with us about her article about the impact of the lack of Title X funds on Planned Parenthood sites in the state. And how much, as we said, this has been a few months now that Wisconsin Planned Parenthood clinics have not had access to this particular funding stream. Do we know what they have been doing to make up that shortfall?
You know, they didn't really give me the details about what they're doing, but they did say that it has been a struggle. And, you know, they pointed out, too, that one in every five women in the state has used Planned Parenthood. And the thing is that Planned Parenthood has really become a lightning rod for the abortion debate. But a report by a national institution that I should say does support legalized abortion showed that there's been a 21% decrease in the abortion rate in Wisconsin between 2011 and 2014. So of Planned Parenthood's clinics, there's 24 of them. Only three of those provide abortions statewide.
And what are the other services that they do provide that, for instance, that 21% drop in the abortion rate might be attributable to?
Well, Planned Parenthood provides a host of services. Like I mentioned before, they provide birth control. They do STD testing. They do cancer screenings. So they do a lot of different things in addition to the abortions.
As you mentioned, Corey, there are a lot of people who have made Planned Parenthood quite a lightning rod in this issue of abortion. What have you heard from the anti-abortion movement leaders in response to this news?
Well, actually, it was just what you said earlier, that that what Planned Parenthood does is move around the federal funding that is not intended for abortion, and they instead then that frees up money to be able to hire people to perform more abortions.
Other than those Planned Parenthood clinics that provide some providing abortions, all of them providing other reproductive health care, what's kind of the next layer of services that are available? 24 Planned Parenthood clinics, but are there comparable outlets for people to get the same or similar services?
You know, like I said, there are federally qualified healthcare centers across the state. There aren't a ton of them, but there are some. I know in Milwaukee, we have four of them. So there are services that are provided for low-income people or people without insurance.
And do we know anything about that? That's what's available, but do we know how accessible they are in terms of, say, waits or being where the people are who need these services?
Again, I'm just speaking from the Milwaukee area, but they're scattered. The four are around the city, so they are accessible.
What do you expect will be a next step in this issue? Is there a next layer to this debate that you expect to see coming down the pike?
Well, I mean, this happened in Wisconsin in 2016. They lost the money in March. So I think that the debate is closed here. I think the next steps for Planned Parenthood, like I said, they are keeping their doors open. They're committed to serving their patients. So, I mean, I believe their next steps are just finding the funding any way they can to keep serving their patients.
And briefly, Corey, before we let you go, this is, of course, a different governor in place. Have we heard anything from that administration on this?
No, I have not spoken to the governor.
All right. Well, Corey, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Corinne Hess is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Milwaukee. She joined us today to talk about Wisconsin branches of Planned Parenthood being without federal funding for several months already. That's in light of its parent organization refusing federal Title X money this week after the Trump administration implemented a gag rule that prevents doctors from making referrals for abortions. Corey's article about that can be found on WPR.org.